You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock. Welcome to the Boat Galley. An electric windlass. Prior to cruising, Dave and I saw an electric windlass as something that was nice to have, but not essential. After 10 years, actually we came to this conclusion after just 1 year, we see an electric windlass as a major safety feature on a cruising boat. Both of our boats came with an electric windlass, and I understand that they are pricey and that wiring can be challenging. At the same time, I'll argue that it's money well spent. Without an electric windlass. Cruisers without an electric windlass tend to anchor in shallower water and often use less scope so that it will be easier to retrieve their anchor. This combination means that first, they're more likely to drag anchor since they're on short scope. Second, they have less time to react before being aground, since they anchor closer to shore. And three, will have a harder time and take longer to re-anchor, especially in deteriorating conditions. When we were cruising in the Sea of Cortez, we knew of two boats that were lost due to this combination of factors, and several others that were damaged as they bumped to the bottom. One benefit of having an electric windlass is that it is relatively easy to re-anchor if you decide you don't like the spot you've picked after you've let the required scope out and can see where you're sitting. Our rule is that we're not anchored until we're both comfortable with where and how we're anchored. If one of us is a little nervous, it's not good. We won't be relaxed, we won't be enjoying ourselves, and we won't get a good night's sleep. And despite 10 years' experience in choosing our anchoring spot, sometimes we still feel the need to move a little after seeing how we actually lie. We're also much more willing to move in response to challenging conditions. Last summer in the Bahamas, a squall approached as we were in a tight anchorage between Leif and Allen's Keys. The wind shifted 90 degrees and put our boat closer to the beach than we were comfortable with. It took us less than 10 minutes to move about 100 feet. And thus, it was feasible to do so before the squall actually hit. Obviously, having no windlass is the worst scenario. It is almost impossible to hand pull an anchor as winds build and white caps start forming in the anchorage. Injuries also become extremely likely. Nasty things like broken bones, crushed fingers, and wrenched backs. Hand pulling an anchor in a 40-knot squall with 2-foot waves is virtually impossible, even if you try to motor up on the anchor, as the wind will keep blowing the bow off and rip the rod out of the puller's hands. Even in calm conditions, hand-pulling an anchor is tough work and not something that most of us want to do every day. On our Tayana 37, I could not have hand-pulled our 66-pound anchor. If I absolutely had to, I probably could pull the 35-pounder on our current boat, but it would be a long and slow process. Even if Dave were willing to hand-pull the anchor routinely, our rule is that we both have to be able to do everything on board in case one of us is sick or injured. An electric windlass makes it so that I can pull the anchor. A manual windlass is definitely better than no windlass, and even have some advantages over an electric. But electrics also have their advantages. The primary advantage to a manual windlass is that they are less expensive and simpler to install, as there is no wiring. In general, manual windlasses are slower than electric ones. The exact speed difference depends on the two models being compared, and that can be important in deteriorating conditions. Manual windlasses are somewhat safer than electric. Not that you can't catch a finger or a piece of clothing in one, but they can generally be stopped faster. Manual windlasses aren't susceptible to electrical gremlins, but they still do have to be maintained to work properly. And finally, manual windlasses are tough to use if you're single-handing, or if you're effectively single-handing due to an illness or injury. While an electric windlass can be wired to use it from the helm, both of ours have been, you must be up on the bow to operate a manual windlass. It's tough to motor up to the anchor and then run forward, pull up part of the road as the boat drifts back, run back, motor back up, etc. Again, it can be a real big problem if conditions are deteriorating, with winds and waves increasing. The bottom line? Dave and I firmly believe that an electric windlass is important for safety. Anchoring a little further from shore, using more scope, moving if we don't like where we are, or if conditions change, and also so that everyone aboard can raise the anchor if need be. While we prefer an electric to a manual windlass, there are some advantages to a manual one, and some people will find them a better fit for their needs. You just have to also be aware of the cons and realize the trade-offs that you're making. Whichever way you go, your back will thank you. And until next time then...
Bonilas Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonilas is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonilas Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonilascharters.com.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.